Democrats in New York are vowing to take control of the state Senate from the coalition leading it now, which is made up of Republicans and five breakaway Democrats. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Oneida's Dave Valesky, a founding member of the Independent Democratic Conference, says he's staying committed to the power-sharing structure, even as some Democrats are calling on him to leave it.
Many members in the more progressive wing of the Democratic Party, like Blue Carriker, campaign manager of Citizen Action of New York, want Valesky to caucus with fellow Democrats.
We're saying, let's stop aligning ourselves with the Republicans and holding up important legislation. Let's come back with the Democrats and move forward.
To which Valesky says he's consistently supported progressive Democratic ideals like the DREAM Act, the Women's Equality Act, and campaign finance reform, noting that the Democratic Party doesn't always vote as a bloc anyway.
There are always at least one or two mainline Democrats that are voting against those bills. So it's a little hard for me to be critical of my Republican colleagues for whom these issues are not part of their party platform, when all Democrats don't even support issues that are important to the Democratic Party.
Valesky also says the one thing his involvement in the IDC does is bring geographical balance to the state Senate. When Democrats were in charge a few years ago, the power structure was decidedly in favor of downstate interests. The pressure on the five breakaway Democrats is getting more politically intense, with a primary challenge to IDC leader Jeff Klein and talk of primaries against other members, including Valesky.
I'm not concerned, I'm not surprised, and I'll certainly be prepared should there be a primary coming later this summer to, again, run on my record.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.